Blog Talk Radio.
L stands for love. Today I will renew myself by letting go of all expectations. Today I will consider the priorities in my life. Today I will know that love is the only reality. That love is the most important priority. When this truth takes root in my heart, I will not be tempted to waste so much time on trivialities. When this truth takes root in my heart, I will not be tempted to waste time on the trivial and the banal. Today, I will stake my life on what is timeless. Today, I will be redeemed through love. As the Upanishads say, it is not for the sake of the beloved that I feel love, but for the sake of the self. Today I will put my attention on the self and use this affirmation to crystallize all those that have come before. I will allow the words to lead me into a state of meditative peace. I will let the words enter my heart and soothe it with my reassurance. I will remind myself, in my garden, the rose opened, but I was too much in a hurry and passed it by. Love remembered me and said, I will make a rose bloom in your heart. Today I will remind myself that my body is the garden of my soul. Today I will renew myself by letting go of all expectations. Today I will consider the priorities in my life. Today, I will know that love is the only reality.
Welcome, family. This is Monique Nubia Sunshine coming to you this evening to talk about our heart chakra as we continue this series of introduction to the chakras and learning about our chakras and learning about what they do and how they work in our bodies and what is affected by our chakras. So I'm glad that you all were able to join me this evening as we talk about it. I will take questions and just have open discussions. So I hope you guys are all ready for the show this evening. I just want to give just a disclaimer as we proceed with the show. If for any reason I get disconnected, please stay on the line and I will reconnect because I've been having some technical difficulties. And I'm noticing not just with this show, but all these other shows that I've been doing, I've been noticing Blog Talk or whatever the case is kind of disconnecting some calls and having some problems on their end as well. So if we get disconnected, please do not hang up. The show will not be over. I will call back immediately. Also, if you are looking to speak, to ask questions, press 1 and to allow yourself in the queue. And if you're just listening and taking notes, then don't press 1. If you already press 1, take yourself out of the queue so that you won't be prompted to ask questions if you're not interested to hold discussion. Most of the show will be me just educating you on the perspectives that I've learned about the chakras, and it is on you to explore further where you want to take it. I'm only going to be working with basics, just to get folks familiar with the chakras. And then if you want to take it a step further, there's other information out there as well, and I will guide you to that too. So to get started, we want to talk about the heart chakra, which is an important chakra, and all of them are important because they all have their own specific functions that work together with one another. But with the heart chakra is the center of ourselves, that fourth chakra that connects our lower chakras, 1, 2, and 3, to our higher chakras, 5, 6, and 7. So it kind of marries the two together, and what better chakra to marry it together than love? And that's what love is. Love is to bring things together. So as we go into talking about the heart chakra, and those who are journaling and taking notes and things like that, just have your notes ready to take, or have yourself ready to take notes as we talk and we discuss the things with the chakra. What we're going to talk about this evening is what your heart chakra does without you even knowing about it or your help. What the heart chakra represents for your body, your mind, and your spirit, how to tune into your heart chakra, and how to remove some of the blockages and get rid of some of the overloads that are in your chakra. And also just certain exercises and breathing techniques, as well as crystals and aromatherapy and things that you can eat in order to help charge your heart chakra. Your heart chakra, as I said, is center of who you are, your love, and it's in the center, considered in the center of your body. The Sanskrit name for it is Anahata, which means a dwelling place of the unstruck sound. It is affiliated with the elements of air and thus is in the prime location of where we take in our air. But it's affiliated with the color green, and it is located, the location of the energy center is behind the heart. And the typical places, the body anatomy associated with the heart chakra would be your lungs, your heart, of course, your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your breast, your thymus gland, and your cardiac nerve plexus. So that's that nerve that runs from your heart throughout and pumps the blood throughout your heart. And it is associated with psychological life issues in giving and receiving love, the balance of love, healing, charity, compassion, and self-love. So when we talk about the heart chakra, we talk about everything encompassing love, how you receive love, how you give love, how you understand what love is, how do you translate that love back to others, whether it be to others or whether it be to objects and things like that. So when we talk about the heart chakra, we talk about many things that are dealing, and people tend to understand with the heart chakra, it being about love, that we all feel that we have or we know how to give love. We know how to receive love, and we know how to understand what it is. And many of us know for a fact that we love ourselves. Love is like a word that's used so carelessly and so freely, you know. And sometimes we may, you know, feel like, well, this person doesn't know what love is, or I don't know what love is. And many times most of us don't understand it. And so what this chakra is, what you're going to learn today, is all the different types of ways to identify what love is and how it relates to our physical, how not having not enough love affects the body, and having too much love can also affect the body. So I'm just going to read a little something about the heart chakra and awakening the heart. When the kundalini energy is free to move through your fourth chakra, you've accomplished something important, connecting your mind and body in a powerful way. When you awaken your heart chakra, you are likely to experience strong feelings of compassion and love, not only for the people that you already love, but for all living things, people, animals, the natural world. No, you won't become disconnected or your head won't be in the clouds, but you will become more loving and be more able to feel and express your loving energy in a more meaningful way. And one thing I want to say to that is that once you become a person that is so connected to yourself, once you start loving yourself, you start to open yourself to loving everything. And I found myself in a place of being in love with everything. Every living creature, everything on the earth, everything that moves around you. And it took a while because, you know, coming from New York City and dealing with people and attitudes and rudeness, and it's everywhere, but growing up in a place where people just seem to be miserable all the time, you tend to walk around in that light. You tend to, well, I can't stand being around people. I hate this. And we use that word hate a lot and not realize that what it connects to. And so once I got into a place where I started to, you know, I think what happens is we tend to start to value life when life is lost around us. And we start to pay attention to things around us a little bit more. We become a little bit more aware. It's almost like, you know, when pain pinches you awake, now you're awakened to everything and you see everything for what it is. So, you know, when I was faced in a situation where I had to learn how to deal with myself and learn how to understand what love truly was or truly is, I had to go deep and had to dig deep in self, and I had to go within first and find that love for self and find out, you know, even though on the surface I was saying, oh, I love myself, but deep down inside wasn't treating me like I loved myself, and then wondered why I wasn't attracting love to me, the kind of love that I wanted, you know. And many of us have those experiences where some of us as single people, like, well, you know, why am I not in this situation? Why am I not in a relationship? Or why am I not with someone? And it's a greater message for us to look within, always look within, and find out what's going on. Am I loving myself enough to be able to command or send that energy of love back into the universe so that it comes back to me in the person or the mate or the relationship that I desire? So it says a great deal. But in awakening the heart chakra also means you'll feel more comfortable in being loved. And some people have difficulty in wanting to be loved because there's trust issue and there's blockage in that way. So sometimes it's a big step for some people. And then, you know, you kind of feel like, well, you know, love sucks. Like I've seen people say, you know, when they have a hard time trusting other folks, and letting love flow or allowing themselves to love someone, it's always about the other person. It's always about what some situation made you feel or some kind of bitterness that makes you want to hate on love, you know, and really when it's something within. So I want to read the physical issues that are related to a fourth chakra or heart chakra blockage. And some of the problems that you may experience when the chakra is blocked is an angina or heart attack or heart disease, lung and breathing problems like asthma, shortness of breath, pleurisy and emphysema, pain in the chest, shoulders or arms, immune system suppression, so always getting sick, and depression. And notice how depression resides in all of the chakras, from the root chakra to the second chakra to the third chakra and in the fourth chakra. Depression is huge, and depression is easy for many people to fall in. If you're depressed in your heart chakra, you're going to be depressed in everywhere else. If you're depressed in your root chakra, you're going to be depressed everywhere else. And it may not all happen at the same time, but eventually it will begin to deplete. And as I mentioned last week, in the solar plexus. When you start having depression to the point where you create your own illnesses, it begins to affect the other chakras. It begins to diminish the energy in those other chakras. So we have to be careful of that. The psychological issues that are related to a fourth chakra blockage is withdrawal from intimate relationships, and that's that trust issue, coldness, intolerance, being irritable, being impatient, being overly critical of other people, lacking compassion or empathy, and also chronic relationship failures. And that's one that it's kind of tricky, because even with a blockage and an overage, you can have the same type of result. So with the blockage, having a blocked heart chakra, you know, as connecting to intimate relationships are tough because you're guarding yourself. And typically people who have a blocked heart chakra, it's typically said that they came in. Their chest came in, or they hold their chest in to protect their heart. And so their posture, sometimes their postures might be caved in a little bit more to protect their heart. So it says so many people have heart chakra blocks. We believe that many things that blocks the heart chakra begins in childhood. Anything that begins from childhood that can, and something that could happen up until 5 minutes ago, can also block your chakra. And because this is such an important central chakra, it is essential to keep the heart chakra unblocked. This is one chakra that you want to keep free flowing. You want to keep the energy going throughout the heart chakra because you want to keep your heart healthy. For many people, unblocking the heart chakra might be a daily priority. When your heart chakra flows freely after being blocked, your life will begin to change and you will see the entire world and the universe and everything in it in an entirely new way. And you will begin to understand what it means to truly love. And some of us don't understand on the levels that we know love is based on what we're taught. But when you open your heart up to everything, it changes your perception. It changes your whole idea and how you see people. Even with people, for example, with me, that piss me off, that get me upset, and I want to be so angry and hate on them, I look at them in compassion because I come to understand that their pain or them attacking me doesn't come from me. It comes from them. And there's something that is hurting on the inside of that individual that causes them to be able to express that to you. So I have to look at them in love and compassion and say, you know what, it's not me. It's them. Regardless as to what they say to me, even if they say it's you, you know, them taking their temper out or taking their anger and their frustration out on me has more to do with them than it does doing with me. So that's how I kind of distance myself, but I also look at it as some sort of pain, and people don't get that, but I'll explain a little bit more later. To have an open heart is to fulfill your destiny with a being. When the heart chakra is blocked, you withdraw from people and from a real connection. You judge others harshly. You get irritated and you run from intimacy and maybe have commitment issues or even rage issues. You might be lonely, but at least you are autonomous and strong, meaning that some people say, you know what, I don't need a relationship. You know, I can do good, I can do bad all by myself kind of thing. I remember there was a friend of mine. She was in a relationship with a guy, and they was in love, and everything was about him, and she couldn't stop talking about him. Every day she was talking about him. And then the moment they broke up, the moment they split up, she wrote this big old thing on Facebook about how she don't need love and how she don't need a man in her life, and she's doing good all by herself and all these things. And this is the thing that we do to protect ourselves from the hurt. Because we're hurting inside. And rather than saying, you know what, that person really hurt me and it's going to take a minute for me to get it together, we put a wall up And we say, you know what, I'm going to block it now. And now that anybody else that comes and wants to be and wants to deal with me, I'm putting this up because I can't trust people. And rightfully so, because you want to protect yourself. But see, when you come from a place of compassion and you look at that person, like you step outside yourself and look at that person as to why they may have hurt you. For one, we have to understand the roles that we play in relationships. We have to understand that the relationships that we dive into are mirror reflections of ourselves. So in essence, these relationships are telling us things about ourselves that we don't pay attention to, or sometimes things that we don't like about ourselves that we see in this individual. And I did a show on that a couple of weeks ago, and it's really about reflection. It's really about what's going on in your life that is speaking volumes to you that you can't even see, that you see so much in this other person that causes the friction or causes the situation to end. And when that relationship ends, you know, it's almost like a death of sorts. So some people, they handle death by crying a lot, and they cry. Some people go and they want to be by themselves. They want to be left alone. Some people overeat. You know, some people don't want to be bothered and close off the heart altogether. So it's almost like a death of sorts. And when you start to have a blocked heart chakra, you start to exhibit some of these symptoms, you know, almost like a death, so to speak. You know, so the heart chakra is very important, because once you start to lose that love, once you start to block and feel like you don't want to love anybody, it starts to build the opposite of love inside the body. And once you open that up, it creates illness and it creates issues with your heart. I do want to say another friend of mine, I want to give another example. Young man discovered that he had congenitive heart failure. He was someone who, or is someone who, gives unconditionally, always giving, always doing for others, always putting himself last, always just not so much getting upset on the surface, but on the inside, like going home and taking a lot of his frustrations home with him, not speaking his mind. You know, that's part of his fifth chakra blockage also, is not speaking his mind and holding things in. And what began to happen is he developed a heartbreak on the inside. And his heart was breaking. And his heart was breaking because he was doing a lot of things. And the relationship that he was in with his wife, she didn't want to do anything. She didn't want to build and help the relationship. And they was having issues with their relationship. You know, there was no intimacy. There was no touch. There was no love. Full in a relationship, just doing things in order to make the kids happy and to keep a stable household. But nobody was loving on one another. And it was breaking his heart, because what he wanted from his wife, he couldn't get. She was cold, and she was hurt. And neither one of them understood their hurt. All they understood is that they were being neglected, and they were not dealing with the issue. And so one day he had an episode where he was had shortness of breath and went to the doctor to find out what was going on and get checked up. And the doctor told him he had congenitive heart failure, and that if he doesn't change his lifestyle, that he could die before he hit the age of 40. And so the first thing that he had to recognize is, what was he doing that he was not loving himself enough to pay attention to what was going on with his body? Because congenitive heart failure will give you symptoms, and it may be subtle symptoms, you know, symptoms that we don't even pay attention, and it can be everyday life, like stress, walking around being stressed out, walking around holding things in, as I mentioned, and not saying anything. And so when you neglect and you deprive yourself of being able to speak your mind, or at least getting some semblance of happiness in your life, you build stress, you build frustration, and it goes internal. And the heart is what is affected by it, you know. When someone breaks your heart, you know, it's important for us to nurture our heart. So when he's in that situation where he's constantly getting his heart broken, and it's not just through relationships, heartbroken by disappointments, heartbroken by people who do you wrong, heartbroken by working in a position or a job that doesn't give you value or doesn't value you or validate you as a human being. Those are heartbroken situations. So many of us deal with heartbroken, being heartbroken, and having not having what we want out of life, not getting what we need out of life because we settle and we don't put what we love in the forefront. So it's very important for us to be able to do that. And see, when you're healing, when you're trying to heal a blocked chakra, blocked heart chakra, the first person you have to recognize is yourself. You have to put yourself in a place of being number one. So I'm going to open up the lines and I'm going to see if there are any questions before I go into the overloads and talk a little bit more about blockages and then go into overloads. So I'm going to go to the first caller with the last four digits of, they jumped out of line. Okay, 9010. Welcome. Hello? Hello? 9010? Okay. If you do not want to speak, please take yourself out of queue by pressing 1 rather than allowing it to just be dead air, because then I'm going to keep coming back to the line. Caller with the last four digits of 4339. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Pete. This is
E-Jaw again. Pete, how are you?
Me, I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Do you have any questions this evening about the heart chakra?
Yes, I do. Probably a quick one.
Okay.
I think, like how you explained, I don't know, like, if I'm doing it wrong, like how, all right, you said some people have blockage, right, with their heart chakra, and they can't love, you know, it's hard for them. I see that a lot in people, right? But that,
uh-huh.
To me, that's not the case. Me, I love everything. I love my life, even though it's not perfect. I love my family, everything, right? But, I'm wondering if that kind of, like, is messing me up a little bit, like, with people. Like, if I express that too much, is there, like, too much expression of love to people that you try to get closer to?
There could be. I mean, to me, there's never too much, but you do. You,
I'm
going to talk about the overloaded energies. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. The overloaded energies that are in your heart chakra can cause you to be overly expressive and can cause you to be overly, sort of like needy almost. I know there's some brothers that complain that some of the women that they deal with, or even on the other level where some brothers are attached to people, like very clingy and very affectionate. Me, myself, I don't find anything wrong with it unless it's a mental problem going on. And you can usually tell the difference between someone having a mental issue, being clingy and needy, having a mental problem with that, versus someone who just really is affectionate and wants to express that. You know, so there's nothing. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I think when it does become something a little bit scary is when it's overboard, where someone's sick. Like literally physically sick if they can't be around you. Like I think that is where it can go wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did actually. So I don't know. I think it's all right. But yeah, thanks a lot for straightening it out for me.
I think there needs to be a healthy balance of it. Like, I think the one chakra that needs to have a balance is that heart chakra, because if there's a block in it, then you tend to come off cold and you don't have any emotions. Like you couldn't care about anything or anybody. And then on the overage part is where you care too much to the point where you start neglecting yourself. You know, so I think that a healthy balance for this particular chakra is so necessary so that you can be able to detach yourself from situations that you don't overindulge in out of showing so much love and concern. There needs to be a healthy balance so you don't find yourself hurt, and there needs to be a healthy balance so you don't find yourself being alienated by everybody because you don't have a compassionate heart or you don't love. So I think that's the one chakra that really needs to be paid attention to. But I'm glad you called, and I thank you for asking questions.
Well, and thank you for answering, my sister.
All right. And I'm going to pick up the next call. Have a good night and continue to listen.
All right.
All right. The next caller with the last four digits of 3206, welcome.
Hi, good evening.
Awesome. Good evening.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, who's calling?
Yes, hi, this is Naya. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. A little bit confused and a lot of information and I just want to know, can you help me? My chakra is blocked and I don't know what to do. Everything you describe I can relate to in so many ways, and wow, I just don't know what to say. I just want help.
Wow. Is this the first time you recognizing it just based on what I've explained? Or is it something you noticed before?
It's something I noticed before, but I did not know there was a title for it. This is all new to me. I was very churchy, like Bible. If it was not in the Bible, I will not believe it. So I'm being exposed to a lot of information and I'm learning a lot. And now you just put a title to it. Now it's like, oh, that's what I have. You know, that's my problem. So
do you, other than the emotional part of the heart chakra, do you experience any of the physical issues like chest pain or difficulty breathing or asthma? Do you experience any of those things?
Not the asthma, but yes, like my chest will feel tight and sometimes I do have difficulty breathing, but I wouldn't say it was asthma. I was never diagnosed, but everything you describe, anger issues and the need to release something, I hold a lot of my emotions in, especially from childhood, and it's affecting me now, but, you know, I'm trying to help myself, but, you know, it's only so much that I can do on my own.
Right.
Well,
the first thing that I would suggest you do is write down what makes you feel as though you have a difficult time loving. Okay. Identify what makes you understand that you have a heart chakra issue or blockage. Like, for instance, when I described just about the coldness, is that something that you experience? Are you cold towards other people? Are you not compassionate towards other people? Or are you not compassionate towards yourself?
Yes, that. I am not. I am very compassionate towards others, but when it comes to being compassionate to myself, I have a hard time. So, yes.
And is it something that you're angry with yourself about? Is there something that upsets you about you or something that you blame yourself?
Yes. You're going to make me cry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm sorry. But these are things that we have to go within, because what we have to do is we need to find that little girl inside of you, and we need to love on her. We need to find out why she's upset. We need to find out what happened to her that's making her so upset that she's throwing a tantrum in your life right now and causing you to be angry with yourself, and she's not letting go. She's holding on to something, and she has to let it go. You have to hold that little girl. You have to look at her, and you have to tell her, listen, we have grown. We have made it, and we have grown, and we are doing so well, and we have beautiful daughters. We have beautiful little girls that want to experience you, because there's nothing wrong with that inner child. There's nothing wrong with that inner child wanting to be noticed, but you got to love her. You got to look at yourself in the mirror, and you got to love on you, girl. You got to open that self and forgive yourself for whatever it is that you're holding on to, and stop being angry, and look how beautiful you are. Look at the beautiful creations around you that came from that love that's deep within you. And then you can extend that love to them. You can extend that love to yourself, the creator of them, the creator of them, and the creator of everything that you love. You created that. So that's that love that's inside of you, that's on the extension of the outside. Now you got to turn around and give that back to you. Don't worry about somebody else giving it to you first. You give it back to you first. When you start giving it back to you, then guess what happens? The universe opens up and starts sending you more love and more love. Support that love that you're giving. You will never run out of fuel if you keep giving yourself love first.
Wow.
You have to. It's the toughest thing. I'm going to tell you, one day I came home from work, and actually I went on a lunch break from work, and I was taking care of personal business, running around doing errands, and I was frustrated because I had to run here, and I only had an hour to do it, and I wound up getting held up at one place. I think it was at the bank, waiting on lines, and I was it was so close to my time to go back to work, and then I had realized I left something at home that I needed to have in order to process today. Otherwise, I would have been in a jam. So I decided to go home. Now, I worked, at the time I was living in Brooklyn, and I lived in Manhattan. So I figured 20 minutes to Brooklyn, 20 minutes back, I'll just call them and tell them I'm running late. So I go on, get on the train, and there's a delay on the train. Then once I get to the station that I need to, the exit is blocked off, so I got to go around. So I'm starting to get frustrated, starting to get upset, and I'm starting to cuss because I'm like, I'm going to get back to work really late, you know. And so I get to my apartment, and something that happened in the apartment where I had to wait for them to clear the doorway in the space so I could get in my apartment. So here I am waiting another 30 minutes. Now I'm fuming. Now I'm upset because now when I get back, not only will I not be able to go handle the business that I need to handle because the place is going to be closed by the time I get back, but I'm going to be going back to work late, and now I got to stay late because I took a long lunch. So now I'm pissed. So as soon as I get in my apartment, I throw my keys on the floor, I kick my shoes off, and I sit down in a chair and I start bawling. And this is something that is so little and so minute that people be like, what the hell? Why is she all emotional? But it was something deeper than that. It was something way deeper than that. You know, and it was me coming up short on taking care of things that supported my life. And see, when we put so much emphasis on other people and so much love on other people that we don't tend to our own backyard, it's the weeds start to grow. And then when the weeds start to grow, you can't see out your backyard. Now you can't see. Now you're frustrated because you can't see. You can't see what's coming. You can't see if good things are coming. You can't see the negative things are coming so that you can dodge out of those ways. You got all these weeds in the back. Now you got to go and clean it up. And you don't want to clean it up. You don't want to deal. Nobody wants to deal with their own shit.
Right.
Nobody wants to deal with their own shit. It's hard. And so a lot of times what happens is the times when you really have to deal with self, or you really have situations that you have to handle, this child comes out. This child that throws a temper tantrum. And that's what happened when I came to my apartment. I threw my keys down, and I sat down, and I cried like a baby because I was throwing a tantrum because I didn't like what was going on or what I have done to myself and the position that I have put myself in. I had to literally call my job and tell them that I had an issue and that I can't come back in for the rest of the day. And it was horrible. It was horrible, and I sat there for the rest of the evening and had to deal with this inner child that didn't handle her business and found herself in a jam because she's throwing a tantrum in her life about not wanting to deal with her stuff, but wanting to deal with everybody else's. That's like the kid that comes into the daycare center and has their own toy, but wants to go around and take everybody else's toy and not play with their own toy. I want your toy. I want your toy. And terrorizing everybody. We have to deal with that child.
Yes.
And we have to love that child, and we have to let that child know how successful and how well we're doing and how good, and look what we've accomplished and look at these things. And all that hurt that you got back then is not who you are now. You've overcome that. You have to love yourself like that. You have to look at yourself. We have to examine ourselves, you know, and that's how we have to find that love within. Many of us just go day to day doing the same routine over and over. And I always tell people, take 5 minutes out for yourself and love on you, because you give so much of you to everybody else. And if you don't have a mate that gives that back to you, or if you don't have family that gives that back to you, or these gratifying relationships that help fuel you, you have to learn how to give it back to yourself. Because your heart suffers, and you become heartbroken because life is breaking your heart. Things in life is breaking your heart. So it's very, very, very important. And I hope I was able to answer your question with that.
Yes. Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Always, always, my love. And you know, outside of here, you can call me. And we can talk further. There's so much that I hear in your voice and in your heart that you definitely are open to working on. And we can do meditations. We can open up that heart chakra and get the love flowing.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. I'm going to take the next caller with the last four digits of 7176. Welcome. 7176.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. This is Herminia. I didn't have a question, but you're doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're on the line. I'm glad you're listening.
Yes, I relate with a whole lot, and it's just... it's good to be in the company of people who are talking about love and giving off love. And it's kind of like playing like church in my house. My girls are listening in. So thanks a lot, and keep up the good work.
Always. Thank you. Thank you for your support, love. All right. I'm going to take the next caller with the last four digits of 7043. Welcome. 7043, you are on the line. Okay, well, I'm going to go back to some of the issues of dealing with the blocked heart chakra, because there's some things that you guys will be surprised to know that can also stem from a blocked heart chakra. Now, I'm going to read something. The heart chakra, the fourth heart chakra, has everything to do with female and female body parts. Your breasts literally transmit love to your baby when you are breastfeeding your baby, because it is the most perfect food that is in your body. But even if you've never breastfed your baby, your breasts are full of love. And we can say that in the way men adorn us with our breasts. But also your sense of womanhood seems to be tied up in your breasts. Even woven into your heart chakra, and that's why heart chakra is also that chakra of your chest and your breast and your respiratory. But we would also want to mention that there are so many women who are diagnosed with breast cancer. So many women. And so many people research it, and they want to say that it's genetics, and they want to say that it's lifestyle, and they want to say that it's diet and hormones, and that you're at risk for it if someone else in your family has had it, and those kind of things. But think about it from an energetic perspective based on your chakras. Breast cancer is likely related to an imbalanced fourth chakra. Breasts represent love and nurturing. If this disease shows up at the heart chakra, it may be important to ask yourself if you are nurturing others at the expense of your own self-care. Ask yourself, what do you want and what do you need? This disease comes into our lives to help us understand more deeply and seek balance. And I know a lot of people think that's like reaching, that heart, breast cancer can come from a blocked heart chakra. But just think about it, just in the whole essence of what the breasts represent in womanhood and taking care of yourself. You know, your breasts are largely sensitive to how you feel and how you love yourself, because breast cancer, I don't believe, just comes from diet. I think it also comes from stress, and I believe, or any type of cancer comes from stress as well. And if you are stressed, you know, if you are not dealing with yourself and dealing with others and putting love more on others and giving more of yourself, it's definitely going to cause you to have stress that you're harboring inside. So it's something to think about, and if you really taking care of you, really, as they say, love yourself, you would treat yourself, or you would eat the right things, or you would pay attention to what it is that your body needs. And so, and it's not to say that people don't care about themselves, but how much attention do we give ourselves on a physical level? And it's not until we have to walk into a doctor's office and the doctor tell us, you have a lump in your breast, where you really start to focus on it. And notice, because I remember when I was 24 and I was told that I had a lump in my breast. And my every thought, every single day, was my breast. And I've never thought about my breast no more than that, no times before that, until they told me I had a lump in my breast. And when I had a lump in my breast, I couldn't keep my mind off my breast. And so why does it have to take for something like that for me to pay attention to my body? And I say that with every body part, not just your breast. But because we are talking about the heart chakra, it really is something to think about when we talk about the illnesses that come into our bodies. But the one thing we can begin to do to start working on a blocked heart chakra is talk to yourself with compassion. Instead of saying to yourself, oh, my God, that was a stupid thing that I did, you know, or damn, why did I do that? Instead of coming down on yourself, talk with compassion to yourself. Man, I could have did that a better way. I know I could do better than that. You know, changing the language, start showing yourself some self-care and some compassion. Start really paying attention to loving yourself and putting yourself in a place of kind of like giving yourself a love fest, just being in love with yourself. Do things that enable you to spend time with yourself and listening to music that you love, wearing fragrances or wearing clothes that you love, hanging out with people, doing activities that you absolutely love, not neglecting what you feel about yourself and how you can enjoy yourself. So I'm going to talk about compassion. Because the fourth chakra is not only about love, it is also about the impulses that are born out of love. So compassion is one of them. And I'm just going to read a little bit about it. To live a life of kindness and compassion towards others is to live a life with the fourth chakra wide open. Our culture admires people who feel compassion for others and act on that compassion. We act on compassion in many ways. We formalize expression by joining organizations or volunteering or joining charity, doing things for charity, or just being a good listener with a friend who needs your help. And then also being open to family members who need you and feeling compassion for others other than ourselves, for just to be able to listen and be there for others. But compassion also has a dark side. Some people are so open and overloaded in their fourth chakra that compassion for others take over their lives. They indicate their energies, all their energies in helping others while completely neglecting themselves. A balanced fourth chakra can feel compassion for others without, and also feeling compassion for self. So that's that balance that I talked about earlier. We need to really have that kind of balance where we know when to show compassion for others as well as being able to turn it off and have compassion for ourselves. So I want to talk about an overloaded heart chakra. So when you have an overloaded heart chakra, the physical issues that you would have with that is an enlarged heart, low blood pressure, depression yet again, exhaustion, breast problems like breast cancer or mastitis, or benign lumps. And constantly putting the needs of others above yourself is one of the psychological issues. Having a martyr complex, feeling like you have to give your undying self to someone. Burning out, codependency in relationships, people who are very clingy, self-neglect, jealousy, and chronic relationship failures go on both ends. Okay, so for fourth chakra therapy, you want to do some deep breathing exercises because it is related to your respiratory as well. You want to eat lots of fruits and vegetables, especially green vegetables, those associated with the heart chakra, and I'll go through those a little later. But you want to spend more time doing things that make you, like I said, make you feel good. If you love being around children, be around children. Children is the best medicine. Watching them laugh, watching them play, watching them live, things that we don't do as adults, letting that inner child play. And a lot of times I think the best therapy for a heart chakra blocked or overloaded is to become that inner child, let that inner child do some fun things, you know, and getting more affiliated with your center of yourself. So I think it's really important to do that. I also want to read some of the questions that you might want to ask yourself in discovering what your heart chakra, what's going on with your heart chakra. And also know that I have put in the event page a chakra test so that anyone who is interested in finding out where they may have some blockages can go to a website where there is a test that you can take in order to tell you what's going on with your chakras, which ones are low, and things like that. I posted a link to the group, so hopefully you get an opportunity to try that. But for those who are taking notes, I want you to ask yourself these following questions. And you can journal, you can put it in your journal, so that way you can understand what's going on. So the first question is, are you having issues in regards to being unconditional? Unconditional is without terms, without boundaries. Okay. Next question. Are you feeling hurt emotionally? Right now, are you feeling hurt emotionally? Question. Are you having destructive thoughts about yourself or anyone else? Are you having destructive thoughts about yourself or anyone else? Okay. Are you facing issues accepting someone or accepting yourself as you are? Are you facing issues accepting someone or yourself as you are? And then next question is, are you feeling bitter about something? Are you feeling bitter? Next question is, are you feeling mistrustful or do you have trust issues? And I think everybody on some level has trust issues, whether it be trusting other people or whether it be trusting self. Are you lacking in generosity or are you too generous? And next question is, do you have a fear of being abandoned by family or friends? And it usually comes from past situations that make you feel like that. So do you have a fear of being abandoned by family or friends? Okay. Next question. Have you been betrayed by a love partner? And if so, did this wound heal? That is the most important thing. Have you been hurt or betrayed by someone? Or have you been betrayed by a love partner? And if so, did this wound heal? Because many of us are not healed. I know I'm still not healed from certain things. Okay, next question. Do you overly criticize and judge people? Do you overly criticize and judge people? Okay, and it basically says if you do, if you're bitter and you have bitter energy, it means that you have accumulated between your heart and your solar plexus. So those are two. Typically, you're going to find those two that are not in alignment. And they probably will share a lot of the same issues. So you do want to check both. And then the next question is, do I surround myself with demanding people or am I demanding towards my friends and family? Okay. And know that when you're demanding towards someone, it's sort of like a cry for attention. When it's over-demanding, it's a cry for attention. And then, have I forgiven myself or others for past mistakes, or do I still harbor resentments? And that's something that many of us need to ask ourselves. Do I forgive, or have I forgiven myself or others from past mistakes, or do I still harbor resentments? Okay. So what we want to begin to do when we start to rebalance, we want to begin to look at ourselves deeply. We want to go back to those places and answer those questions that I mentioned, because once you start answering those questions, it'll open a whole other avenue as to what's going on inside of you. It'll open up a whole different perspective on how you view things, because now you're putting yourself on paper. Once you write yourself down on paper, you can analyze what, almost as though you stepped outside yourself and you're looking at yourself. Some of us know exactly what we do, but we don't know to the caliber of what we do. And so that's the first thing that I would suggest. Also, if you want to focus on opening up a block part chakra, or balancing it for that matter. And I'm going to use balance for this particular chakra because we want to keep it balanced. We want a good amount of energy to flow there. It is good to eat things like, and I mentioned earlier, green foods like salads, spinach, kale, collard greens, Swiss chard, green beans and artichokes, and peas, anything that's particularly green as far as the vegetables are concerned. And then what you want to do is if you're ever in a place where you're depressed or you're getting depressed, you want to reach out to other people. We need to stop holding on to all of this energy that we put inside ourselves. We put these stresses right directly on our heart. This is where high blood pressure comes from, and this is where low blood pressure comes from. On the overage side, when we start to neglect ourselves. And when we neglect ourselves, it begins the process of depression, when we are diverting ourselves from dealing with our own situations by dealing with others. This is where you have people who also meddle in other people's business because they don't want to deal with their own. They don't want to deal with self. And there's that child again, going up in somebody else's space and taking a toy. They want to be a part of something else because they want to detach themselves from their own situation. And I see it a lot on some of the Facebook posts where people are expressing a thought, and you have other people come in with a whole negative thought, and you're like, where the hell did that come from? Like, why did they even come up there and say that? And then they might tell you, well, this is an open Facebook page, and I can say whatever I want. Well, keep that nonsense on your page. I got a happy and peaceful environment over here. Don't bring none of that misery on my page. You know, and even though it's the freedom to do that, but I got boundaries for my page. My page is a love page. If you ain't coming on here about some love, then beat it. And my thing is, if you want to talk about phony and not talking about real, this is my world and my truth. And because my truth is not the same as your truth, don't bring that hate in my love. So we have to learn how to put those boundaries up and learn how to block those people who want to bring their misery into your space. Very important. It also says to hug, give hugs, show love, show affection. If someone reaches out to you, don't turn away from them. Listen to them. Or spend time with children, as I mentioned earlier. And then also meditation, doing breathing techniques that will help you be able to let go of some of the stress and the heaviness that you have in your chest. Like the sister said earlier, she had heaviness in her chest. Doing some breathing techniques not only will open up your heart chakra, but also get the circulation going in your lungs. And this is where lung cancer and things like that develop as well. So you want to make sure you have a good circulation and paying attention. You know, the one thing I want to say about the breathing and how it relates to the heart chakra, when I do meditations, it's always about focusing on the breathing, focusing on the breath coming in and allowing your chest to expand, taking in all that air, allowing your chest and your lungs to be fueled by the air, and then holding that breath, giving your lungs the strength to be able to hold that, and then let it go, releasing, allowing the lungs to relax, letting the air come out, releasing all the negative energy, getting rid of all the toxins that we accumulate in our body, and giving our lungs an opportunity to exercise themselves other than just the typical day-to-day breathing. Some of us don't even breathe properly. And if we take a moment to take a deep breath in, as deep as we can, and then letting it go, we give our body an opportunity to not only circulate fuel into the lungs, but allow the blood to circulate properly through the heart. So it's very important. Also, you want to do exercising, especially something that increases your breathing, something that makes you have to work a little harder to breathe, because now it makes you focus. It makes you focus on yourself. You know, running exercises or going to the gym or doing some sort of yoga. I know some of the ladies like the Zumba. You can do some of that. And then another good thing, and I always say this, and I have a video on it, is the body assessment, but also making a list of all your good qualities. Making a list of all the things that you do well and reading them every day sometimes if needed. Or affirmations, like I always say. Give yourself an affirmation every morning. It's so important for you to be able to do that. So important for you to be able to recognize yourself and put you first, especially when you're in relationships because you give so much to yourself in these relationships. You know, one thing I want to read about relationships as it relates to the fourth chakra. If you are always pulling away from others, look first at your own heart. If you're always pulling away from yourself, then heal yourself first before loving others. And that includes when you're in a relationship. When the fourth chakra opens, when it's open, it heals, so you need to practice loving yourself before you can love anyone else. And then participate with that love with your partner. Participate in sharing love with your partner so that you feel that love coming back to you, you know. So it's very important. So I'm going to open up the lines really quick and see if there are any questions, and then we're going to begin to wrap it up. So caller with the last four digits, 2412, welcome. Hello? 412? Okay. If you're not looking to speak, press 1 to take yourselves out of queue. You can still listen to the call. Caller with the last four digits, 9147. Welcome.
Hello?
Hello, welcome.
Hi, this is Miss Vicky.
Hi, Miss Vicky. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. Do you have any questions this evening?
I wanted to get some more information about, you were talking about how the solar plexus and the heart chakra could have related issues. Can you give some more examples of how that exists? Like
the solar plexus? You said the solar plexus
and the heart. And the heart chakra, yeah. Can you give some more examples of...
Okay. Well, solar plexus is, as we mentioned before, the center of ourselves, how we feel about ourselves, how we connect to ourselves, our sense of self. So if you have a blocked heart chakra and you're really not connected with who you are, it's a combination between the heart chakra and the solar plexus in the likes of the love that you have for yourself. Like, if you're not confident and you have low self-esteem, what does that typically mean? That you have a low love for yourself. You don't have enough love for yourself. You know, so that's
okay,
how
that
both two things are related. And then also because of the fact of, especially if you're doing things for other people, you put people above yourself, that's
so
overload.
So much self-sacrificing, you know, kind of in a way? If you
self-sacrificing, being a martyr. Yes, being a martyr. Putting other people ahead of you in order to benefit them. And, you know, and sometimes, and
one
that's
more.
Overload. But when you look at it, from the solar plexus, that's blocked. So it's an unbalance that's going on. So that's why we want to try to keep those two chakras as balanced as possible, because you can go right into a depression if one is blocked and one is overloaded. If you have
that's
them
right.
balanced, then you'll tend to have... a little bit more, you know, you'll have an alignment of two chakras, and that's what we want to try to do. That's why it's so important when we do these shows, is that when we talk about aligning our chakras, we're talking about getting them balanced so that they all work to benefit one another.
Excellent.
Where you have a weakened heart chakra, you're going to have some sort of problem happening, whether it's overload or whether it's weakened in the solar plexus. So that's why it's important to do the chakra meditations and get that energy flowing in both chakras, because then that way, or all the chakras, so that way you can keep it flowing, and then you can allow yourself to also receive the kundalini, which is something I'm going to talk about on the last show, which is going to be very important to understand.
I only have one more question. The question is, why do they say it's like a gateway when you get your root, solar plexus, and sacral and heart chakra together? Then you kind of like go to another level in your meditation or whatever. It's like if you don't have those, the 4, 3, 2, and 1 in order, you're not going to be able to properly elevate your vibrations to the other chakras. Is that true?
If you don't have them all aligned, you won't be able to. But you need to have those earth chakras aligned first, because that's your foundation. That's who you are here on this earth. How can you begin to elevate if you don't have your base? That's like separating your chest from the rest of your body. It won't work. You know, the whole body has to come together. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All the energy centers in your body
basically
has to come together.
Is that basically your whole fourth dimension that you have to get in order? Or is that what
not
dimension
necessarily,
is that?
Not necessarily a fourth dimension. What it is basically aligning your earth chakras with your spiritual chakras. You can open up so that you can open up, not only open up, but awaken the kundalini. The kundalini is that energy, almost like they want it, you know, people call it the Holy Spirit. People call it opening your third eye and all these other things.
Right.
And what it basically is that dormant energy that is in your body that will help you heal
all things. It gives you an opportunity to see all things from a spiritual base. And it does open up different levels and different dimensions. It also allows your astral body to connect to your physical body, to connect to your mental body. It allows all your subtle bodies to connect together, and you become this higher being. And that's what I'm going to tie up at the end of the show, where everybody can understand why all these things must come together in order for us to be able to be well-balanced individuals here on Earth and be able to love one another without all of the frustration and the anxiety that we share versus one another. When you start to walk in that love and that light is when everything is all connected, and you start seeing other people as higher beings rather than seeing them as that jackass over there or that idiot over there. You start to understand.
Yeah.
I got to a place where when I lived in New York, I couldn't stand people. And I was like, I can't stand being around certain people. And then when I started, like I said, when my mother got ill and when I had to learn how to deal and understand with the chakras and life and people and dying and understand, when you have to deal with someone who is passing away and you have to go through their stuff and go through their personal things and see what they've been going through.
It's very emotional.
It's very emotional, but it also forces you to look differently at people.
Mm-hmm.
I can be on the train. I can be on the subway in the city and see a nut job, crazy ass, acting up, and everybody's sitting there moving away from him and moving away from him and looking at him like he's crazy. And I can sit right there and have a mental conversation with this individual and watch the whole demeanor of this individual change because of the energy and because of the understanding that I understand that this person has some things that may not be, he may act crazy, but he may have had some things go on in his life that bring him to this point that this is the only way he knows how to communicate. You have to learn how to understand people like that. You know?
Right.
And you have to come from a place of compassion. You have to come from a place of, man, they may have gone through something that made them this way. What made the person be this way? And that's how you look at it. It's just, even when people attack you, you have to look at them. What makes them do some shit like that? Because I didn't do nothing. Why?
Right. They just attack you out of the blue. You didn't have no reason why.
Exactly. And I had to learn to do that in every situation, even if there was a situation where somebody told me I pissed them off. Why'd you get pissed off? Why couldn't you just chill and we talk? Why you got to be pissed off?
Why you got to act like that?
Exactly. We can have a conversation. I'm not impossible.
We could have talked
about it.
We could have had coffee and cookies and got this set up.
Exactly. So we have to pay attention to the, because typically when somebody's acting out, it's because they're acting out something that's internal. It don't got nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. We take it personal because why?
Control.
Control, but it's also something inside of us that connects to that. It's something that we all connected universally. And the thing about it is, if we don't walk in love, we'll never see that. We'll never see how we connected. Somebody else's problem might be their problem on their level, but they have a problem, and we all have problems. That's something we have in common here. Just like on this earth, we all got blood. We all got skin. We all got eyes. We all got something that connects us to being human, and we also got human problems. And even though the human problem might be different on this end, it's still a problem, you know, and we have to look at each other in that aspect and have compassion for one another, you know. But it's a work in progress. It takes a long time to not be pissed off at the moment. You know,
thank you so very much for your time today.
No problem, love. Thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to open up the next caller with the last four digits. Let me see, because I see some of these numbers aren't picking up. So I'm a little hesitant to pick up some of these lines unless somebody's going to talk. So caller with the last four digits of 8037.
Wow, I didn't know I was going to get in.
I saw the number before and then it went, oh, good, how are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Sister Sun Ra.
Oh, yes, sister. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Called in and I didn't press one or anything like that. I was kind of listening in, trying to get a feel for what was, you know, being said so I wouldn't be out of the loop or, you know, a little bit off kilter or anything like
that. Uh-huh. Well, we were talking about blockages and imbalances and how to know when your heart chakra is imbalanced and yes. being, you know, blocked and those kind of things. So do you have a particular question you want to ask?
I'm not fairly old to the concept of meditation. It's been something that I'm new. I've been dealing and dipping and dabbing in for a couple years. But actually, like, balancing chakras and also keeping them balanced has been an issue, especially when there's so much static going on in my life. And I try to stay mm-hmm. a little bit more inwardly focused, and I think that is part of the reason. I took the test that you had posted on the event page, and I noticed that my solar plexus is very much off balance as far as everything else. 94 is 94, and then I looked at my solar plexus, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm like way down here. I'm like an 80. So I'm,
oh, wow.
Yes. So I mean, as far as I'm noticing, as far as inwardly focusing, everything seems to be wonderful. But outwardly focusing is, and I've been trying to grow as far as reaching out to more people because I was very introverted. And I tended to stay in my own lane, and I was very, very shy and quiet. And I noticed as I started reaching deeper inwardly, I started wanting to reach more outwardly and connect with more people because when I started opening up, and feeling the divine connection, it made me, something inside of me say, hey, I should be speaking with more people. I should be touching more people who are on the same level or maybe not on the same level, wanting to get to the same level that I'm on. So, I mean, that's the reason why I call in to a lot of these shows because it's very, very, very hard when you're reaching outward and you have a lot of people pointing fingers back at you, therefore you stay a little bit more to yourself. So as far as unlocking and finding the divine connection, I just want to say that there are a lot of people that are afraid of this because they don't realize how grand and wonderful the connection actually is, how beautiful and touching, and it's a wonderful teacher it's been. It helped me get over some of the worst days of my life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, one thing that is so beneficial about learning about all these things is that we are learning to utilize them, not harbor them. I know so many people who have awakened and walked into this light who feel like they need to protect their energy by not being around certain people. And I know one young lady in particular who feels like she doesn't need to interact with other people because they may contaminate her space or where she's come from. And when you start to walk in love and no fear, those boundaries start to fall off. And you have a desire to be around more people like yourself, and you will begin to attract them. That those energies that you used to fear being around you will no longer be attracted to you on a negative level. You know, I used to get frustrated sometimes because when I was younger, there was a certain air and energy about me that commanded guys to say things out their face that made me uncomfortable. And so I used to ask myself, why are people, you know, I could be walking down the street, and I think it happens with every woman, with a man catcalling and saying things that you don't want to hear. And even though it may be complimenting to some to say, oh, well, he's just giving you a compliment, but I didn't ask for that compliment, you know, and it invaded my personal space, my energy, you know. But then what I had come to realize when I started to learn and pay attention to people is that when someone has love within them, when someone has that kind of energy in them that draws people to say things about them, it's because they want some of that love. That's how I understood it. They want some of that attention. They want some of what that person, that energy, and it may not be something that registers with them, but it is something that I started to recognize. Everything wants to be loved. Everything wants to be paid attention to. Everything wants to be noticed. Nobody truly wants to stay in the background. And
right.
So this is a way of sorts of standing out and say, hey, pay attention to me because I'm paying attention to you. You know, and some people fear that. And I used to fear it to the point where I was like, I can't, and I would get offended and get upset. But now I understand it because it's energy trying to recognize energy. And whether it's the kind of energy that you don't want around you, it's still energy trying to recognize energy. And if I could feed into it negatively and say something nasty and negative back, or I can walk away with a smile and take that energy and transmute it into something beautiful.
Yes.
So
yes.
When I see people who come into this light and they become fearful of being around other people because they don't share the same light, we have to look at those beings and those persons as people who are steadily evolving as where we evolved. You know, we were once at a place in our journey where we wasn't where we are now. And we have to look at those people in the same light. And we have to, and it doesn't mean that we have to indulge in them or have to be always around them, but empathy and showing love. And I think that with this heart chakra kind of teaches, once you're able to connect and open to it, it not only teaches us how to have compassion, but acceptance of others, you know, and then forgiveness of others who've done things against us. Because this is the chakra of love and the chakra of forgiveness and compassion. And so we open up, once we open up and we balance that chakra, we're able to see others' true inner essence rather than the outward vulgarity of some of the things that people do. You know,
yes.
We are able to see the inner self. And it helps us to be able to connect on a higher level to those in our likeness and even to those who are not in our likeness.
Yes. Okay. Let me ask you a question. I just got to pose this question to you because, I mean, this is something that it's always been something that has bothered me. How do you feel about people who exchange sexual energy with someone in lower vibrations or lower balancing chakras? Because I found it to be very draining and also very and very frustrating, and it throws me completely off kilter. That's the reason why I shut down as far as physically, as far as that part, because I found it to be so very, very, very draining and confusing.
So how do we... Repeat that again. I'm sorry. How do we connect to those alone?
How do you feel? Or there are a lot of people who are very, I want to say, higher conscious people who feel like being a person who's balanced, meaning that you can be as sexually exploratory as you can with as many people as you want to, you know, the free love, the polygamy, all and the poly relationships. They feel like that being of higher consciousness, that's something that you should always feel free to express love with anyone you want. And I've always felt like when you connect with someone that's of lower vibrations or a lower balance, it throws you off kilter, and a lot of people don't understand where I'm coming from when I ask that, when I pose that question.
Right. I understand where you're coming from because I feel like since many people have become awakened, it's been this excuse to indulge in any and everything that is in that energy or in that perceived energy. How do we all know where one is low vibrationally if we are connecting to it energetically? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. When you meet someone and you know that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, when you meet someone and you've been connecting with them and you feel like you might be on a certain level with them, but at the same time.
No, I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. What I mean to say is, energetically, how do we know that because that person is a low vibration in a particular area, that they're not a high vibration in another area that attracts to you on your high vibration that might be different from their high vibration? You understand? It may sound crazy the way I'm saying it.
I'm trying to make the heads and tails out of it because I can feel where you're coming from. But, you know, where you're lacking, they may be, you know, an excess, and it may be a balance
exactly.
that might come into play.
There's an attraction somewhere. There is an attraction that is linking you to that individual. Now, we need to decipher whether that is to be carried out on a physical level, on a sexual level, or is that another thing that needs to be done? You understand? Is there another purpose for that situation? Because
right.
how I look at it is everything is purposeful. Everything, from the person you lay down with to the person that you walk across the street and bump shoulders with and you don't even know. Everything is absolutely purposeful. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I agree.
Hello?
I was listening. Hello?
So
I was listening.
So what happens is, okay, so what I believe, what happens is, in these situations where you have all these polyamorous and this, that, and the third, is for one, I think in the way that it's being done now, I think it's just perverse. I think people are just doing it because that's just the natural excuse of where they have elevated. I think it's so blown out of proportion and it's so ridiculously used in order to show an expression of free love and this is where we've evolved to and this, that, and the third. Because I don't get it. I don't get that why this is a level of just because you're on this level, this is what we do next because we didn't exhaust everything else, or this is just the natural order of where this is. But when you start to connect to someone on a lower vibration, it's that lower part of who you are that is connecting to that individual, is my belief anyway, that is that lower part of yourself that is connecting to that lower vibration, and it is that that higher part of their self that's connecting to your heart, higher part of your connection. Or vibration. I think what needs to happen, and this is why I do all the tantric rituals, and I'm very selective about the energies, and we have to be very good readers and discerners of energy and the type of energy that is brought to us on all levels. And this is why having a knowledge of self and knowledge of how to work with chakras and energy so that you can be able to discern the type of energy that you're dealing with before it even gets to a place where you're being physically intimate with someone.
Yes.
So I don't know if you answered the question, but...
Very much so.
It's a very complex question, and I would love to do a show about it. I would love to do an entire show about that because I think it's important. I think it's very important.
Yes.
So, but I probably didn't answer your question though.
you touched on a lot though because I fully understand where you're coming from. I really do, and I love you so much because I mean we need more people like us that are speaking, you know, to us.
Yes.
We miss a lot of things. Yes. And I'm sorry, my
we
king,
do.
He's listening
yes,
in with me. He's on three-way, and so he's laughing in the background, so I was trying to keep him quiet. And
no, it's okay. I got a session wrap up soon anyway, but I thank you so much for calling. I wish I had some more time because it's really getting more,
yes.
more interesting, this whole thing. But I'm going to have to reach out back to you guys next week. Thank you so much for calling, sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, beautiful
sister.
All right.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, family. So we're going to resume next week where we're going to talk about the fifth chakra. We're going to go into that throat chakra. We're going to talk more about it. I'm just going to run down really, really quick because we kind of went over time a little bit, and this was a good chakra to continue to talk about. But I also want to mention with this heart chakra, you can also get yourself some rose quartz, crystals, emeralds, green jade, and green tourmaline, and pink carnelian in order to work with your heart chakra. So you want to get that. And I will continue to post more information on the page. There's so much more that we can learn from knowing about the heart chakra. If anyone's interested in meditations, please hit me up. I can do meditations and open up those chakras, and let's get some of this love flowing. And I thank you all again for joining me, and we will resume next week. Peace.